turn somersaults.
Would you jump in?
Whatever. Jump in it, yeah, do everything. And you turn somersaults and just jump and just in it. You really literally couldn't get hurt because it was just so soft. It was just about as soft as cotton.
What about things that you catch? Like, would you run after bees or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, we would run after bees. My goodness, back then, what we had there, I tell you, the bees, you had all kind of bees, but I really think, everybody says yellow jacket will sting you more than anything, and somebody else said wartime. Yellow jacket is tough, but the toughest thing to me, I believe they could really literally knock you down, is a hornet. A hornet's nest, you can see those things coming out of there, they just come out of there just like a whole army coming at you. But just one of them gets you, but you really know you've been stung. There's no doubt about that.
Well, what are some of the trees around here?
Well, we got a lot of native trees around here. We got the oak, we got the pine, we got the con, we got the hickory, we got the gum, the sweet gum, we got the water oak. We have some maple trees, but not a lot of maple. Most of our maple trees in this area are ornamental, that is, are grown in the yards and so forth. We don't have a lot of mimosas. Or magnolias, yes, we have a lot of magnolias now. The magnolias are grown mostly in your lowlands and so forth, but we have a good many bays in
like marsh?
Right, marshy places. It's like a bay tree and a magnolia grow better there than will up on the high ground there. Yeah, we had several haunted houses. Matter of fact, the one just up here, two houses above us now, where Mr. and Ms. Ted live in, everybody reading. I wandered up to 8 or 10 years ago, maybe it wasn't haunted one time. Then you could hear things there at night. Had an old junk room back there in the back, and you'd get in that thing, and they said you could hear noise, and then somebody said, well, what kind of noise? I said, well, what it was? That you get in that thing about dark or get real cloudy weather, that you could just hear people talking, you get out and you couldn't see them. And I walked around it myself, no kudzu and vine to be growing all over. And these were the people that were very prominent people in the area that lived in. But that was one of the haunted houses, and I know one on the other side of town. And somebody said you could go in that thing and say, get you sure as you get in there, and they just said somebody in one of them and says, who's in this house? And man, somebody's answering back and says, ain't nobody but me and you. And then the man went in and said, ain't nobody but you now, I'm gone. So there were a lot of haunted houses all around here.
What about,
Yeah, we hunt and fish. We hunted a lot. Now, squirrel was a big thing. We don't do any squirrel hunting much now. The squirrel was a big thing. We'd hunt them sometime with dogs, and sometime we'd go still hunting. When we'd go still hunting, we'd just go and we'd sit, and that'd be before the leaves would come off the tree, and just wait for them to come. We'd go in an area where the trees, something they would feed on, like a pine cone, the pine burrs, before they got really matured, well, we call them a hickory nut tree. We call them a hickory tree, but it was a hickory nuts. Is what they were. It's a nut like a pecan, except very, very hard. And then they cut like a beech. The burrs on the beech, they would cut that. Then you just sit there and wait. Now that was when the leaves was on there, and that would be in the early fall, September and October. After the leaves started falling, you didn't ever see, and they were it was against the law to. In June, July, August, September, your season would come in about, I'm going to say about the